The Cambridge interview only forms part of our assessment of our candidates. We'll look at the whole of your application, at any tests that we may ask you to sit, and especially at your record in exams. The interview itself is intended to give us a better sense of your motivation and your aptitude for the course for which you've applied. We'll also use it to get a better sense of your ability to think analytically and critically in an academic setting. We hope that this film will give you some good tips and guidance about approaching the process and preparing for interview.
Most Cambridge interviews will take place from early to mid-December, so you should make sure that you're available to attend in case you're invited to an interview. And remember, if you are invited, then confirm your actual attendance with the college that's invited you.
I think you should remind yourself why the course you've chosen to study is right for you. Do make sure you reread your UCAS application and make sure you've done everything you've mentioned in your personal statement.
I think the really important thing to remember is that you're actually preparing to study your subject at university, and that's what we're tapping into at interview. So how you've gone beyond your school curriculum, the kinds of things you've been reading, the academic debates that you've been having, that's what we want to explore with you.
Make sure your travel arrangements are such that you arrive at least probably half an hour early. When you get here, come into the Porters Lodge. Come and see the Porters. They know the college and they're all very friendly and helpful.
There'll be a waiting area set up where you can wait and have a chat to current students like me. While you're waiting, it's also really important to make sure you don't pay attention to how others say their interviews went.
So on the day of my interview, I came in smart trousers, a shirt and a jumper because it was really cold. Didn't want to be shivering going into the interview or anything like that. You definitely don't have to worry about what to wear. Just don't come in anything that makes you stand out in a bad way, but just something you feel confident in, really.
The details of the actual interview can vary a little depending on the subject that you've chosen or the college that you're being interviewed at. In general, you'll get one, two or three interviews. They'll each last 20 to 40 minutes in length, and you may be interviewed by one person, two people or even three.
Some of the things you might be asked about would include your sixth form studies, any wider reading you've done. For most subjects, work experience is of little if any relevance, but for vocational subjects, expect to be asked what you got out of it.
We're not interested in a kind of perfect, polished performance. It doesn't matter if you have to repeat yourself, if you have to ask us to repeat a question, or if you take time to answer a question. The important thing is that we're there to discuss you and your interest in your subject.
Make sure that you get in touch with the college with regards to support in terms of accessing the actual interview. I was given a student volunteer to help get around, and also material that I needed for the interview adapted in a suitable format. I felt that this made the whole thing less stressful because it meant I could access it just as well as my peers.
My piece of advice when it comes to interviews, be yourself and back yourself.
My top tip would be to be yourself and smile.
Above all else, remember that we're not looking for perfection. We're just looking to gauge whether you're right for the course for which you've applied.